Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh with Raccoon Valley Radio News, talking with Lauren Soule, Luke South, and Barb South of the Panorama Technology Student Association about their Escape Room fundraiser event taking place this weekend. This is part one of a two-part interview.
What is TSA?
TSA stands for Technology Students Association. It's basically a bunch of high schoolers through and middle schoolers go to different schools all around the state of Iowa, and we participate in different competitions. There's competitions that are just like photography, where you can just send in something, or there's more hands-on competitions like problem solving. There's ones that are more individualized and ones that you do in a group, and we participate locally, all over the state, and nationally.
How long has there been a TSA chapter for Panorama?
I know the state anniversary, or we had our 50th state anniversary for TSA just a few years ago, but I'm not for sure for Panorama chapter. But
probably a good while. Panorama's had a chapter for well over 10 years, and so our chapter has grown from single digits to over 45 kids this year, so we're looking to grow and teach the kids some more technical skills and compete in some events and give them opportunities to do things they wouldn't normally do in school day.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the upcoming event that the Panorama TSA is holding.
We will be hosting an escape room, which will be held at Panorama High School in Panora, Iowa.
For those who aren't aware, can you explain what an escape room is?
Usually in escape room, you get locked in different rooms. A lot of places you'll go to, they'll have like different options for you to do. We have one as of now. This is our first year, so we're trying to limit it a little bit, make sure that we can make it as good as possible. But you get put in this situation. You usually have about 6 to 8 participants, and you have to solve these different puzzles to try to escape from the room.
Where will the escape room be taking place? What is the scenario, if you can describe some of it?
Like I said, it's at Panorama High School, so we will have more than one room that you have to try to get clues out of and eventually get the numbers to a locker for the last golden ticket to get out of the school / escape room.
So the first room we'll have, it is actually our band room, and it'll be kind of a glow-in-the-dark theme. So there'll be clues that you'll have to find almost with like a black light. And once you are able to escape that room, you get to go over to our middle school gym, where you kind of have to have a little fight with some different people to try to get another clue. And once you make it out of that room, we have the hallway where we're going to do almost like a team bonding exercise as well. You'll have one person who gets blindfolded, and you have to try to help them figure out how to get to the end of the hallway to find another clue. And then you'll take that clue, and you'll be able to go to the locker to escape.
What was the planning and developing process like of coming up with these escape rooms? Was there a lot of brainstorming?
It was a chaotic process for sure. When we went to Nationals, we did an escape room, and we thought it'd be a fun idea to try to do one as a fundraiser. And so we've been meeting a couple times, and it's definitely just been, hey, why don't we do this, or let's do this. And finally we were able to kind of narrow down everyone's different ideas to finally reach a good one to do.
Why would you encourage folks to try out an escape room? What do you think is enjoyable about it?
Oh, it's definitely gonna be a lot of fun. We'll have different rooms, like we said, that you'll have to use teamwork with your friends or whoever you're with to try to get out and get the clues. Middle school gym will be a lot of fun. You gotta get rid of the zombies. We used an escape room because in TSA you gotta have leadership skills and teamwork skills to solve problems, so it'll be a lot like that.
How much time will each team be allotted for each room?
Each room doesn't specifically have a time, but you will have your group of 6 to 8 people, and we will put you in the first room, and however long it takes you to get out of that room to get the next doesn't really matter, but all together to fully escape, you have 30 minutes.
And whoever gets the fastest time gets free t-shirts.
Will multiple teams kind of be going at one time? Let's just say you start off with one team and they go on to the next room. Will you just kind of like push on the next team to go in it, or how's that going to look?
We're going to have one team at a time go, so that the multiple TSA members can help guide them through the obstacle. And we're encouraging participation from anyone age 5 to adult. And it'll be $5 per person, but we're going to take that team of 8 people through the maze for half hour and then start with the next group. It may be that we need to start groups a few minutes before the other group has arrived, but it should be no more than 2 going at once.
It might be a bit stressful, the experience of doing an escape room. What do you think are some tips for those attempting this?
One nice thing we'll have is that you will have a guide following you around. So each team will have clues that we can give them. So that will be nice. But it's definitely just like work with your team. Don't try to be the ruler of everything, because that can definitely make it challenging when one person's trying to think of everything. Make sure you have a team that you can work with for sure.
I'd say teamwork and don't overthink anything.
And have a good time, I
That's
suppose.
That's right, have fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is a fundraiser for TSA. What will the proceeds go towards?
We're hoping to at least get some parts for some of our RC cars, which is a competition that kids can participate in for us. But if we could, we'd really like to be able to buy a brand new RC car.
We'll also be buying some robot parts for our VEX Robotics competition, and with any expenses that we might incur throughout the year, such as we go to Adventureland Inn for a big state competition, and the kids do spend the night. So I was hoping to buy some breakfast and items to reduce the cost of food for that event, and just other expenses that come about if they need to pay, we'd like to be able to help them.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Lauren Soule, Luke South, and Barb South of the Panorama Technology Student Association about their Escape Room fundraiser event taking place this weekend. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.